This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Amir Pozderak, a trained pharmacist, ex-pro triathlete or triathlon athlete, three-time national champion, and Olympic Games candidate. Amir has over a decade of experience working as a fitness consultant, nutrition specialist, corrective exercise specialist, food psychology coach, and a life coach. Amir, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Good to be here.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Amir. You're visiting with us today. So to start out, what are most people interested in? Why are Americans fat, and what do we do about it?
Well, yes, I guess that's the question that may be the most interesting for most people, because we hear it all the time. American nation is the most unhealthy and the most overweight nation in the world. So how do we fix this problem? And maybe more important, what is causing it? So this is one of those things where I believe that the new technology and modernization of the, you know, manufacturing of food is actually producing a negative outcome, which means, and that actually leads us to the answer to the question, what do we do about it? It's the processing of foods that is making us unhealthy and overweight as much as we are. So basically the simplest way to go back to where we want to be and fix this problem of obesity and diabetes and all these other modern diseases that we're facing today is to go back to the beginning, if you will, and go back to the natural foods, organic foods. And that is pretty much the mantra that I believe is one to follow if we want to really improve our health and just hopefully get rid of all this negative reputation that we have gotten here in America in the last few decades of, you know, very often we hear that when someone comes from other countries, they used to have vibrant health and be all healthy and happy. And then when they come here after a few years, when they adopt our American way of eating and just lifestyle, they get very overweight and have weight and health problems. So that's probably the best way to solve it. The combination of organic foods and always focus on the foods that are the least processed. So that's the key. As natural as it's possible to find the foods, that's probably the best way to go.
So what kind of nutrition and what kind of exercise is needed for vibrant health, and what is more important from these two?
Yes, this is one of the questions I also get asked very often. What is more important? Is it nutrition or is it exercise? And there's absolutely no question whether one or the other is more important. It is definitely the nutrition part that is going to bring the highest rewards or highest return. Nutrition is, in my opinion so far, with working over a decade with hundreds of people and transforming their lives completely, it is nutrition that's going to bring us the best rewards and the best results for sure. So exercise, yes, I've stated this many times before, that exercise is not necessary for someone in order to lose fat. If someone's goal is just weight management, they want to lose some weight, usually it's referred to as the weight loss, but it's really fat loss because we don't want to lose muscle, obviously. So we need to exercise for sure in order to be healthy, meaning to get our cardiovascular system to work properly, become stronger, our heart to become stronger. But if someone's goal is only solely to lose fat, then exercise is not mandatory. Yes, can it help? And will it be helpful if you do some exercise? For sure. But it's definitely the nutrition part that is the key. And that's why I always put the emphasis on when I work with, let's say, when I met with a new client and we're trying to figure out the action plan, what to do, always the emphasis is on nutrition. So the proper nutrition is for sure the key, and the part of these two equal parts of the equation. So whether it be nutrition or exercise, it's definitely nutrition that you need to focus more of your time and energy on.
So Amir, what do you think about dieting? Is there a magic diet pill out there? or magic diet, if you will.
Yes, well, as you know, and as we all know, most people who are struggling with managing of their weight, which is two-thirds of Americans, so a lot of us, still believe that there is a magic pill. There is something that we can buy or get, and then overnight, up, and the weight is, the fat is gone. Unfortunately, no, it does not exist. There's no magic pill. There's no special diet that's going to make it all work and disappear in overnight. And I believe that's the key to understanding the real solution to this problem, which is we can't have results overnight. And then most people need to think that, yes, it didn't really take, 2 days or 2 weeks to get all that weight on. So it's just normal that we can also lose the weight in very short periods of time. It takes time. So long-term perspective is key. And yes, I am every day working with people who are sometimes obese, have more than 100 pounds to lose. So the key to that is having a clear goal of what we want to achieve, and then the key is to break it down. So if you are going into a new, set of changes that are completely going to transform your life and lifestyle and nutrition and the way you approach this whole problem of obesity and diseases that we have, it is crucial to write it down, to write down what your goal is, and then to break it down into smaller parts. So no goal is too big or unattainable if you break it down in smaller goals. So then when we have, a person wants to lose 100 pounds, the key is to break it down in smaller parts. So let's say my goal now is to just lose 10. So then is it possible to lose 10 pounds in a month or 2 months? Of course it is, yes. And then when you achieve that, that gives you, just self-confidence to continue on. And then you say, okay, so now I'm going to lose additional 10 pounds and so on. So there's absolutely no magic pill or magic diet that will work. But we have to go back to, as I said, go back to the beginning and go back to unprocessed or minimally processed natural foods and add some exercise for health gains and recover, meaning sleep enough. So that's the key.
Today we are with Amir Pasdarak, a trained pharmacist, ex-pro triathlete or triathlon athlete with over a decade of experience working as a fitness consultant, nutrition specialist, corrective exercise specialist, food psychology coach, and a life coach here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Amir, what is one most important step in improving one's health?
Well, one step, there are obviously many things that we can do that will contribute all together and then make a huge positive change in someone's health. But if there would be one step, I would say the most important thing, and this may be surprising or unexpected for most people, but the number one thing that I recommend is always to increase the water intake, because the water is one single most abundant and most important ingredient in our bodies. Our bodies are up to 75% water. So it is. It has been proven in numerous studies that more than, I think, 75% of all Americans and most people in the world are chronically dehydrated. So we do not drink enough water. And if we are dehydrated, first, it's stopping our fat loss. It's stopping the normal processing of the functions of a human body. So by all means, try to have at least 2 liters or 64 ounces of water every day. And of course, don't just go and have all that water at one time. But ideally, you would have, let's say, a glass of water before and after the meal. And if you're having 3, 4, 5, however many meals, that's going to add up to a sufficient intake of water per day. So that's also one of the things that's going to help us, let's say, a glass of water before the meal. It's going to fill your stomach a little bit, and then that's also going to help us to eat more, so to reduce the portion size as well.
Your new book is coming out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. After over a decade of working with numerous people and learning as much as I can and all the experience that I've gotten from it, I finally decided to put it into a book, so at one place. So chances are that the book can reach many more people than I could ever reach, personally one-on-one. So my book is called Healthy Again, and it contains everything that is needed for someone to regain and maintain optimal health. So that means everything from nutrition to exercise sections to proper recovery and hydration to, of course, the key part, that, which is the mental attitude, because really weight management and vibrant health and long-lasting health are really mental games. And if the mindset is set right and we are very clear on what we want and how to do it, then nothing is impossible.
Amir, where can our listeners find more information or to be in contact with you online?
Well, I have the main site, which is my current business that I use to work with most of the clients online and here physically in the D.C. area. And that's the name of my company, Executive Fitness Consulting. So the website is www.executivefitnessconsulting.com. And the site that is specifically dedicated to my new book is titled HealthyAgainProgram.com, because that's the name of the program. So people who are interested in more information or possibly working with me can contact me through either of these two sites or also on the cell phone 240-441-2441.
And Amir, one quick question outside the box here. Which country did you represent in the Olympics? Was it the United States?
No, actually that was Bosnia, the country that I originally come from. And that was was a pro triathlete from 2005 to end of 2007. And a year later, I came here. So I've been here for 3 years in the United States. Can't believe it, but can't believe that it's been 3 years. It went by so quickly.
Wow, how about that? Well, what are the most important steps our listeners can take today to improve their health?
Well, as I mentioned before, there's obviously many of them, but just a few of them are, I guess, priority number one. So I would say definitely the most important step is increase your daily water intake. And a good reference point there would be to consume half of your body weight in ounces. So, for example, if someone weighs 200 pounds, they need to consume 100 ounces of water per day. So that is a good reference point. Then I guess the second part or the second step would be to increase the protein intake. And, of course, we're talking about the organic meats or fish or any other type of protein that someone is comfortable with, but make sure that it's organic so that it's not the regular commercial, highly processed, farmed animals that the meat is coming from, if it's meat that you're consuming. And then I guess the next step would be consuming extra servings of vegetables, and I would highly recommend that to be at least 4 to 5 times a day. And then we could include exercise, so that would be our next step, to include exercise 2 to 4 times a week, obviously depending on someone's fitness, current fitness levels, goals, and just the environment that will support them. And the last part or last step that I would highly recommend is to sleep more. Most people that I work with are very busy, usually executives, professionals, and people who work long hours. And usually what they decide to do is to cut down on their sleep in order to either do more or spend some time with their family. But I believe that right prioritizing is all that is necessary in order to get or find enough time to sleep, because we have to sleep 7 to 8 hours a day. If we don't, then our bodies cannot function normally. The processes that need to happen with our digestion and all the other steps that make up for the overall health cannot take place. So definitely sleep more. So to sum it up, it would be increase your water intake, then increase the protein intake, and make sure that the food that you're eating and getting your protein from is organic, and then consume extra servings of vegetables, include exercise, and finally sleep more. Those would be the keys for long-lasting health.
Good information. We've been talking with Amir Pozderak, a trained pharmacist, ex-pro triathlete / triathlon athlete, 3-time national champion, and Olympic Games candidate. Amir has over a decade of experience working as a fitness consultant, nutrition specialist, corrective exercise specialist, food psychology coach, and a life coach. And the website of reference is Executive Fitness Consulting. ehealthradio.com. Amir, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.